Very true. And the related question, which is one that we do need to open up to people, it was from Kathy Leslie. She sent us an email saying that she was watching her 8-year-old son and his friends playing cricket, and she wanted to know how boys with colour blindness cope with learning how to play cricket. Because you all start off with a red ball, and you play on green grass, so if you're red, green, colourblind, then surely it's much harder for you to see the ball, and so you'd be at a disadvantage with playing cricket. Now, I am not particularly good at cricket, I must admit, but I can't blame that on being colourblind because I'm not colourblind. Kat, any ideas?
I think you would still see the motion of the ball, and you'd still see the ball, you just might not see the colour of it.
It has a very different texture to grass, of course, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And on the forum, there was quite a bit of chat about this. Lina and RD and Bald Chemist were all making very good points about it. And Bald Chemist pointed out, of course, blind people also play cricket. So whether or not you can actually see the ball may not necessarily be a hindrance when playing cricket. But if you are colourblind and if you'd like to let us know how you cope with playing cricket, then please do get in touch. You can drop us an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com.